Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being made just through our faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, through whom also we have our access by faith into this grace by which we are established. Therefore, we rejoice in hope of receiving the glory of God. And not only this, but we also rejoice in our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope doesn't let us down because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. For while we were still without strength to live without sinning, at the right time the Anointed One died for the ungodly. It is a rare thing that someone would die for a righteous man. It is even less probable that someone would have the courage to die for a merely good man. But God exhibits His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, the Anointed One died for us. Much more then, now being considered just because of His blood, we will be being saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we will be being saved by His life growing up in us. And not only this, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, through whom we have now received the restoration to divine favor. By means of one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin. And in this way, death was passed on to all men, since everyone sins. For even before the law, sin was in the world. But charges are not brought against sin when there is no law. Even so, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the same way that Adam sinned, who is a kind of example of him who was to come. But shouldn't God's gift of grace work in a similar way as the sin? For if, because of the sin of the one, the many died, how much more will the grace of God and the gift which comes through the grace of that one man, Jesus, the Anointed One, overflow to the many? And since sin came by one man, shouldn't the gift come through one man also? For on one hand, the judgment which came on one was condemnation, but on the other hand, the free gift which came upon the many who sinned was being considered just. For if by the sin of the one, death reigned over everyone because of that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign by God's life through the one, even Jesus, the Anointed One? So then, just as through one sin judgment came on all men, in the same way, through one righteous act, being made just before God, through the operation of His life, came to all men. For just as many were made sinners through the one man's disobedience, many will be being made righteous through the obedience of the one. The law entered in alongside so that the sin would be shown to be abundant. But where sin was abundant, grace was even more abundant, so that as sin reigned producing death, even so grace would reign by producing righteousness, the result of God's eternal life through Jesus, the Anointed One, our Master. This is the end of Romans chapter 5.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.